International observers have given South Sudan's independence referendum their seal of approval, saying a vote for secession was now virtually certain in their first official judgment on the poll. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Observers from the Carter Center and the European Union both said the vote had been credible, an endorsement that moved the region a step closer to independence. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter's mission said a number of irregularities had not undermined the legitimacy of the referendum, which hopes to end a violent cycle of bitter North-South conflict in Africa's largest country. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, has also given its approval. IGAD Observation Team Leader Yusuf Ngzibo said that despite South Sudan's high rate of illiteracy and poor infrastructure, South Sudan conducted highly professional elections.
Taking into account the excitement and the anxiety created by this important exercise of the referendum, the vast nature of the country, the level of illiteracy, which is very high, and the challenges of all aspects of the infrastructure, our preliminary assessment is that the referendum process was free, fair, and credible.
Mr. Ngzibo went on to say that this referendum has set an example for the entire world.
This process is clear evidence that there exists capacity in Southern Sudan to conduct a highly professional referendum and elections, and that international standards were met that can be emulated anywhere in the world.
Early results from last week's poll suggest people from Sudan's oil-producing south voted overwhelmingly to split away from the north. In the southern capital, Juba, six centers each had more than 2,500 votes for secession, compared with a maximum of just 25 votes for unity. Preliminary results are expected by the end of the month, and South Sudan could become an independent nation on July 9th, according to the terms of the 2005 North-South peace deal that promised the referendum. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.